This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Do you want to set your child up for success? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback.
Well, I know with Eleanor, when she was struggling so much with math, if she had been able to do online learning at home, she would have been much better able to keep up with class, and that would have just made the whole situation much easier for her. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Happier listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I recently read Clinging to the Wreckage, the memoir written by writer and barrister John Mortimer. In the preface, to explain the book's title, Mortimer recounts a remark made by a stranger who was sitting next to him when they were having lunch and struck up a conversation. The man said, "I made up my mind when I bought my first boat never to learn to swim." Why was that? When you're in a spot of trouble, if you can swim, you try to strike out for the shore. You invariably drown. As I can't swim, I cling to the wreckage, and they send a helicopter out for me. That's my tip. If you ever find yourself in trouble, cling to the wreckage. It was advice that I thought I'd been taking for most of my life, Mortimer concludes. To me, this story seemed to represent an important lesson, but I couldn't figure out exactly what it was. Maybe it stands for the notion that as we move through life, we should keep a realistic view of our abilities so that we don't put ourselves in a circumstance in which we're sure to fail. Or maybe it stands for the notion that in an emergency, we should fight the urge to panic and take reckless action, but instead be willing to stay where we are, evaluate, and allow events to unfold and for other people to help us. As the old saying goes, don't just do something, stand there. Or maybe it stands for the notion that we should make an effort to create a situation where we have no choice but to follow the wiser course of action. This guy refused to learn to swim, so he'd stay with the wreckage. Maybe someone else locks their cell phone in their car trunk, so they're not tempted to text while driving. Or maybe this story has another meaning. What do you think? I'll post a link to the memoir Clinging to the Wreckage in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.